Number 3, East District Schoolhouse, 1789 at 365 Washington Street. As you walk down Washington Street, you will see a little brick schoolhouse. Unlike most schools of this period, this single-room schoolhouse taught both boys and girls. The teacher, Pelletiah Parrott, taught his students spelling, geography, and mathematics. It is said that the greatest compliment to a teacher is when the student surpasses the teacher, and Master Parrott's student, Lydia Huntley Sigourney, beloved ward of Jerusha Lathrop, certainly illustrates that old saying. She had great admiration for her teacher.
He had but recently completed his collegiate course, and it seems scarcely credible that ere he had reached his 20th birthday, he should have judgment to conduct such an institution, and to impress every varying spirit with respect and obedience. Yet it was so. The secret of his sway was in his earnest piety and consistent example. Lydia Huntley Sigourney.
Lydia Huntley Sigourney grew to become a renowned 19th century poet.
Lydia Huntley Sigourney has acquired a literary fame second to that of no female in the country. Her numerous writings in prose and verse are all of a pure and elevated tone, calculated to charm, console, and entertain all willing readers, and particularly to mold and invigorate the character of the young. The writings of this lady for 50 years have been quietly diffusing an influence in favor of the true, the good, and the beautiful in literature, morals, and religion. To the young, especially, they have been of incalculable benefit. The large number of Mrs. Sigourney's works, their high moral tone, and the good they have accomplished, have gained for her a name and reputation that will long endure. Frances Manwaring Calkins.
The building is in the colonial Georgian style and is similar to the Lathrop Schoolhouse on the Norwich Town Green. Neighboring the schoolhouse is the home of Thomas Williams, a prominent tailor. His shop used to be on the property, and the home is in the colonial style and is a Norwich plan house, circa 1760.